so glad you could join me and Tiddles for some music on the patio.
Just begun. Hello, everybody. Come on, let's have some fun. Roll up the carpet, push back the chairs. If you want to sit this out, you'll have to use the stairs. Hello, everybody. There's music in the air. Hello, everybody. You'll find it everywhere. So just dance away your troubles, and your cares will fade like bubbles. Hello, hello, everybody.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everybody. That was a 78 made by Bertini and his Blackpool Tower Dance Band in the spring of 1934. They made it for Eclipse Records, which are sadly no more. Well, there is a small independent one using that name, and it's releasing Heavy Metal Records.
Thank you.
Ambrose and his orchestra with an interesting instrumental version of a popular song, which I'm sure you recognise, Ah, Sweet Mysteries of Life, which was written by Victor Herbert and Ryder Johnson Young as part of their two-act operetta, Naughty Marietta, which made its debut on Broadway, wait for it, in 1910. Yes, 1910. Oh, here's a chap that you might not have heard before. Second instrumental of the hour, that was Florida by the Sea by Herbert Jaeger and his orchestra. Pianist Herbert Jaeger was born in Dresden, Germany, and came to the United Kingdom in 1927 with Barnabas von Grätz's orchestra, and they played at the Hungarian restaurant in Soho. Interestingly, the band recorded under Jaeger's name rather than Barnabas's name, as he was actually under contract to Parlophone in Germany at the time.
If you hear the sound of railway stepped out of the train. Engine driver, keep those fires burning. Doo-doo-doo-doo, clear the signals on the line. To a rhythmic beat, my love's returning. Don't choo-choo specials, always dead on time.
And Choo Choo Special, which featured the singing group the Debonairs. They were a much sought after group around in the late 1940s, and they were Nadia Doree, Bob Winnett and Helen Kay and Bob Brown, and due to their popularity they even had their own late night radio program. Now, Roy Fox is next with Denny Dennis on vocals, and this is another well-loved song, which I'm sure you'll recognise.
Full of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. A fine romance you won't nestle, a fine romance you won't wrestle. I might as well play bridge with my old maid aunt. I haven't got a chance. This is a fine romance.
from Adam and Eve to scarlet and red, when you have had its merry fling, we'll spend our evenings remembering two happy people who say on the square, isn't ours a lovely love affair?
And Hits Orchestra and Our Love Affair with the lovely yes, she was, wasn't she, Tiddles? Yes, the very lovely Dorothy Carless.
Forever on my mind, no matter what I do, I find that you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. When I'm all alone and gloomy clouds appear, those gloomy clouds are silver lined, 'cause you're always in my heart and forever on my mind. I have built a world of hopes about you. You're part of me, dear, I'm part of you. Life would be an empty shell without you. A love like this I never knew. Living just for you, today, tomorrow too, and when I leave this world behind, you'll be always in my heart and forever on my mind. Thank you.
There's Alan letting you know that you are always in my heart, whilst being backed by the BBC Dance Orchestra in 1932. I'm sure I don't need to tell you anything about Henry Hall or the BBC Dance Orchestra, so let's play a record by a man you are perhaps a little less familiar with. This is Morris Winnock.
Let us his hand recapture that rapturous, glamorous night.
Not many people know this, but Morris Winnock went on to become an impresario after the war and was the brains behind a lot of the radio and television shows that went on to become hugely popular. Now, do you remember this? No, I'm not going to do impressions, don't worry. And now over to the mystery voice. And the next object is... And then the panel would have to ask if it was animal or vegetable. Yes, 20 Questions was one of the shows imported from America by Mr. Winnock. And another one that you would have at least heard of was What's My Line?
Other people say that I lack responsibility. I may refuse to labor as hard as my good neighbor, but that's the way I'm meant to be. If I am fancy free and love to wander, it's just the gypsy in my soul. There's something calling me from way out yonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. I've got to give vent to my emotions. I'm only content having my way. There is no other life of which I'm fonder. It's just the gypsy in my soul. Wonder, it's just the gypsy in my soul. It's just the gypsy in his soul. It's just the gypsy in his soul.
Miller singing about the gypsy in my soul back in singing it back in 1938 with the Jack Harris Orchestra. She was working in Denmark when the Second World War broke out and couldn't return to Britain. She did eventually make it to Norway though, where she returned to performing before coming home after the war. She did some club gigs, but mainly broadcasted on the radio with Stanley Black. Spent most of her time in Scandinavia, which obviously she fell in love with during her time there.
Thank you. To kiss me, how'd you like it? Could you kind of care? Could you learn to part your hair my way? How'd you like to love me on the level? How'd you like to miss me like the devil? Would you be so kind as to keep me on your mind all day? I told my doctor, my lawyer to see what they think. The moment they saw you, were they tickled pink? So how'd you like to love me and no other? How'd you like to drop in, meet my mother? How'd you like your toothbrush hanging right alongside mine? How'd you like it? And as for me, I'd like it fine.
Yes, Tiddles. That was Mary Lee singing with Roy Fox and a recording they made in London in 1938. And before that, we listened to Joe Loss and his orchestra and Amapola. Monty Ray took on the vocals on that recording. Now, Orlando and his Glen Eagles Hotel Orchestra are next on the gramophone. And the singer, well, I'm sure you'll recognise her.
Every tenderness
every sorrow that parting brings. Till tomorrow, then I shall know all the joy of our meeting. Till time has flown, you have brought me a world to own. Because of your love for me, you're mine alone.
Orlando was one of the successors to Henry Hall at the prestigious Glen Eagles Hotel in London. It was originally a railway hotel for travellers and was commissioned by the Caledonian Railway and opened in 1924. And the singer, by the way, of course, was Vera Lynn. Now let's hear from Billy Mirren. And his Commanders with Let Me Explain, which they recorded in London at the end of 1932 for Panacord Records. Mr. Mirren was taking on the vocal himself there. Now, we mentioned him earlier, so it seems only fitting that we should hear from Henry Hall. Thank you.
Every goldenrod seems to nod and nod to the breeze's warm caress. How can you say no when all the world is saying yes? All the stars above tumble into love with the springtime's loveliness. How can you say no when all the world is saying yes? Every Jack to his Jill is calling again. Up the hill, down the hill, they're falling again. All the world around is clover-bound on the honeymoon express. How can you say no when all the world is saying yes?
Instrumental is from Jack Harris and his orchestra and their 1939 recording of Plain Jane. Now, if your name is Jane, I'm sure you're not playing at all. It's just one of those awful things that have come into our urban dictionaries. Now, let's see. Oh, right. Yes. Let's have this one. It's by Eddie Carroll.
Star. At the end of the day, he is longing to play, for a gypsy loves music. A bright serenade he will play to his gay southern maid, while he sings to his love beneath the moon up above, for a gypsy loves music. His song while they will carry every note down the breeze, until the air is filled with beautiful melodies. He plays his guitar 'neath the light of a bright southern star, and you know from the start there's a song in his heart, for the gypsy loves music.
Fitzgerald singing with Eddie Carroll in his music. Now, Eddie Carroll was both a pianist and arranger who played with Al Serita, Spike Hughes and Lou Stone, and went on to form his own band in 1935. A year later, in 1936, I'm sure you worked that one out, he led a band on the maiden voyage of the liner the Queen Mary. Now, our last record for this week, I know, the hour's gone by so quickly again, hasn't it? It's from the Rhythmic Troubadours, with Tom Barrett handling the lyric. This is Au Revoir, Pleasant Dreams.
Thank you. while the moon softly beams. Till tomorrow when I hold you again, take my heart and make it part of all your schemes. Au revoir, pleasant dreams, while the love light above softly gleams. And should your dream lover call, I just hope it's me, that's all. Au revoir, and once more, pleasant dreams.
So glad that you could join us for some music on the patio. Shall we do it again next week? Oh, I do hope so. Don't you, Tiddles?
Julie sways, so light, so free, her darling Tiddles by her knee.
The patio hums as the sun dips low, record spinning, taking it slow.
A song so sweet, a tune so fine, Tiddles purrs, it feels divine.
The notes drift up in the evening breeze, dancing hearts beneath the trees. Oh,
Julie and Tiddles so carefree, lost in the songs of memory. With the stars as the day fades away,
dance through the tunes of yesterday.
Golden light falls on her smile, the music lingers for a while. Tiddles twirls round her swaying feet, evening sun with the perfect beat. The patio glows a twilight hue, tender whispers fill the view. Records crackle soft and bright, music blooms into the night.
Soft paws tap, a gentle cheer.
Julie hums, the world feels near.
Swing and sway till the stars align. A moment divine.